I have General Haig calling, sir.
Okay.
There you are.
Hello. Mr. President?
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Fine, fine.
I just got finished with our friend.
Yeah.
And he's all locked.
Great, great.
So we,
Marvelous. Great accomplishment.
Well, I think we're in good shape. That went over the...
I've just spent 9 hours in this crap, and boy, I better go to bed.
I bet you do. God, that's...
But it's, you know, the whole damn Dean thing is a fraud.
That's what I thought.
I didn't realize it, but it's a damn fraud.
The more we looked, the more sure we were that it was just that.
They didn't find it in the files, but I have listened to stuff. You know, but looking back, I can see where he may have been involved, but I wasn't involved.
Well, that's just...
And boy, I've listened to stuff till I'm sick. I missed 4 telephone calls, two from Camp David and 2 from Florida that we don't have recorded, but they can't be that important.
No, impossible.
So I thought you'd be interested.
You have to have a thread. You just...
That's right. Well, no, it doesn't fit. But tell me how the Laird thing went, Al.
Well, it just went great, sir.
Where'd you see him?
Out at his house.
Great.
Went out with Bryce and Bizzard and Baruti.
Good.
And both Bizzard and Baruti had mail up today. And fortuitously, just before I went out, I had raised to have John Connolly come in.
Great.
And Baruti saw Connolly come in my office.
Great.
And as soon as we got to the house, he took Mel aside, and they were gone for a long
period.
When he came back, he was ready to go.
Was he willing to announce on Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Marvelous.
Yes, sir.
And he'll be there, too. He's got to be there. No, he should take a few questions.
Well, he can be there. We discussed that. And
maybe he shouldn't have.
Well, we thought maybe just say he's on part-time till the 15th of June. He's got some personal things in.
Oh, sure. The main thing is to announce he's going to be with us.
That's right.
Boy, he had a tremendous thing.
And he's going to start working on the Hill right away. He's going
Marvelous.
To be the vice president tonight.
Great.
And
tell him he's going to be with us. You can tell the vice president.
Great. He worked out how he'd handle it.
How does he feel about it? Is he in good spirit?
He's personally enthusiastic. He's still leery about how to break it to his wife.
Well, the hell, you can shoot her.
You know, he said, I still got to work this out.
That's right.
On board, there's no question about it.
Well, I'll tell you, after our bang of yesterday and my concern this morning, my God, we're in business.
We are. And when I went over the menu with Mel and Bryce, things we've got in the cooker. He said this is the best thing I've ever heard.
You mean like the Vietnam thing?
Yeah,
and
the energy,
the
economic
announcement of our
FBI guy.
Right.
And
that's got to be Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Now we can do that on Saturday. And I interviewed 2 bureau guys today. They left here just riding high, just a bit
right.
considered. I
right, think. Right. They aren't going to get it.
No, but they just...
Right. Well, Al, you've done a great job on this, believe me. And getting Mel is going to be a 10 strike. It'll get a hell of a load off of you. When you get Mel and Bryce in there, the 3 of you, it'll be a...
Oh,
you know, you'll run the shop.
Yeah.
You're the chief of staff. And let these other guys go out and, you know, kiss the ass of the people you don't have to kiss, you know?
We've got it now, sir.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Bryce, feel pleased?
He's delighted. Well, he's really delighted. He just...
I'll see his bosses, you know. I mean, I'm going to do it. Just
oh, well, that's...
Right,
Ian, I think
Howard, yeah.
Do it. Now, I talked to John because...
John Connolly?
Yes. I didn't want this to just spring on.
Did you tell him about Mel?
Yes.
What did he think?
He said he had mixed emotions on it.
Mixed?
Yes. Yeah, he said if the president is going to deal with him closely and intimately and has confidence in him, then I'm for it.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
Right. He said, but I thought maybe there was an estrangement there. And
No. There's an estrangement only when he's in the cabinet, not when he's in the White House.
Right. And I said that we had a hell of a talk Saturday, and he said, well, he's going to leave, and he's going to announce that he's done his work. And I said, well, wait until we do this announcement so that you can indicate that you were part of the new organization. And
well, if he could just indicate that he was going to leave and still consult with us on energy.
Exactly.
He must say that.
Yes. Well, I work with him tomorrow. And in fact, I'm going to call him.
Because he must not say that his leaving is him. But he must not because you say, look, John, we've got to have you on salvo for something much bigger later.
Well, I did. That's what
Good.
I told him. I said, I hope you know. And he was a little upset because you hadn't talked to him.
No.
And I you got to understand something. I said, first, the president has only one view of you, and that is not in a role in this White House. A cabinet role would be capable, as you know.
Yeah.
That he's got thoughts for you, and I'm sure you know what they are. And that sort of perked him up. I didn't specifically know what I was saying.
Yeah.
And I said, nobody is held in higher regard that I know of than you. He was a little upset, so I laid.
He was upset because I haven't seen him. Well, I know. I missed him last time just going out.
That's right.
But that's his problem. He's so goddamn sensitive about this.
Very. So I'm going to call him tonight and tell him Laird is coming on. And
But tell him that I think that his staying on as a consultant to the president in international affairs, you know, is very important because
exactly. Tell
him that. Frankly, we have in mind something around the first of the year.
That's right.
Right. And we'll take a look at that.
Now, you ought to know this, too, and we'll have to. Laird called Henry last night and asked him what he should do. And said, Henry, I'll consider coming on board if you're going to be around for at least a year.
So Henry said he wasn't, though.
No, and Henry told me he told him he wasn't, but Laird said what he said was, Mel, if you're coming, you can count on me.
Well,
I'm telling you,
look, Henry hasn't got any choice.
No.
Christ, he goes back to Harvard, he's nothing.
No,
I'm sorry about Connolly, though. I knew he was would be out of sorts, but he just takes more time than I can give him right now.
Well, I told him that you were just working day and night on this goddamn case.
That's right.
And you really had to. We're being forced into it.
All right.
I think he felt much better.
Tell him that the main point is that he is the man we have in mind for the big job.
That's right. That's right.
At the proper time.
He knows that.
Right.
And that's all he really, that's...
Of course. But the main thing is that I don't want him to travel abroad, so he's to travel as my representative. Now, Henry doesn't want that, but I do.
Right.
There's no problem, about conflict of interest and all that crap. He can travel abroad to check with that. You see what I mean?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
That'll build up his law business, too.
Yeah. Well, no, I think he's fine now. It was bad. I intensely kept him at arm's length because of this
shadow
we're making, and I knew he'd look at that as a little bit of a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, but we're all right.
Mm-hmm. I thought that he was afraid I wouldn't be close enough to Mel. Good God. I would bring Mel apart.
That's not it.
What is it? He's concerned about Mel coming at all.
That's right. He sees him as a
threat. Yeah, well, he knows damn well that I know what Connolly is, that. What the hell?
Well, I told him, I said, anybody that the president brings in here is someone that is not eligible for the other.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's great, Al. We have 8:30 meeting?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I've been through the damnedest experience today. 8 hours of listening to these damn tapes and telephone calls. We don't have some. I made two from Key Biscayne on the 23rd, and I made one from Camp David that we don't have recorded, but the hell with them. If they are anything in them, the hell with them. But I'll tell you, there's nothing in these calls.
You see, it couldn't possibly happen with
it. It could. It could on the 23rd, perhaps, after the... the 21st, but after that I was investigating.
And he couldn't have anything in him.
That's right.
Other than his word.
But my God, we've really gone through it.
I think it was well worth it.
Yeah, and bizarre, too. It was well worth it. He felt better, wasn't he?
Oh, God, he's totally confident. Do you know what's happened?
What's that?
Cox is in a running dogfight with Irwin today.
Oh, great.
He gave him an ultimatum today.
Isn't that great?
But what Bizarre said he's doing, he's posturing himself to quit. He's going to resign.
Oh, boy.
There won't be any trials.
No, do put in. Okay, we got Richardson confirmed, so we'll just let Peterson do it.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Fine. See you tomorrow, 8:30.
Right.